32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and we did a fantastic build-up in the last couple of weeks to the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon, and what a race it was. What an event it always is. And it was fantastic to see KPMG Running Club's Jenna Challenor in her debut ultra run to second in the women's race. Of course, she is fueled by 32GI. Jenna, it was a fantastic start for you. Did you exceed your expectations, or did you really anticipate that you might have that in you?
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I did exceed my expectations completely. I honestly had taken all the pressure off. I just wanted to go and run the furthest distance I've ever run in my life. I had a plan, a race plan, and I decided to stick by that and see what it gave me. And I'm really thrilled.
Now, Jenna, tell me, you know, going into an ultra, of course, you've run some marathons. You came close to, you were one of the top South African runners last year in the quest to get to the Rio Olympics and race at the marathon. They, of course, could only take three athletes. But that progression, that mental and physical progression from running a 42 to running something like an ultra, a 56-kilometer, what changes did you have to do to get to that point?
Dave, I've only ever run three marathons, so it's not like I'm a marathon guru. So I just took what I knew from the marathon and tried to take it into the ultra. Obviously, the ultra is a lot further, so pace-wise, you have to slow down. You can't go as fast as you do in the marathon. And your nutrition has to change a bit too, because you have to obviously sustain your body to go longer. So I just got some help from 32GI, who are fantastic, and they... And Mark Wolf is my nutritionist, and he helps me a lot. Just to figure it out and how to work out the distance. And obviously just went out for my debut to see how my body responded to the extra distance. I've always wanted to run long. I love long. I seem to prefer the long. The longer I get, the stronger I get. So we've always said so. Yeah, it'll be nice to see how I continue this journey.
Talking about that nutrition, how did you adapt things for the ultra?
Well, I'm not very good about eating before I run, or before I race. So I had to really practice that before any long run. I had to practice making sure I've eaten something, I've got something in my stomach before the rest. I usually do about 2 hours before, and I did that. And then I had to make sure I drank a lot and I fueled with 32GI race as well as the gels throughout the whole marathon, the whole ultra.
Talk to me about the gel specifically. I mean, we're 56 kilometers. It's an ultra. For the average person who's running it a fair bit slower than you, they'd really need to be careful with the gels. You know, they don't want that spike too early, and then all of a sudden, you know, they have a dip. How did you handle your fueling when it came to having your gels?
The important thing with an ultra is to fuel early and to fuel before you actually need it. So the first gel I took, I was about 5 kilometers, 20 minutes into the run, and I didn't take a whole gel, I took a big sip, and I took a lot of water there. And then we have elite feed tables, which are at 17 Ks, 28.8 Ks, 43 Ks, and 52 Ks. And on those tables, I put my bottle of 32GI race and a gel, and that's what I took at those tables. In between, I took water and a gel if I needed it. But and once or twice my husband was next to a food station, which was at 17 Ks and 11 Ks, and he gave me my bottle of race then.
Jenna, after the fact, sort of after the race, I mean, recovery is something you do all the time, but did you find that you had to do something different in recovery, or did you sort of stick to your normal sort of recovery regime when it came to your nutrition?
No, I didn't do anything different. I stuck to the same sort of thing, and I actually found I recovered a lot quicker. My legs, which I expected to be so sore that I wouldn't be walking, actually feel amazing. So I'm really, really lucky and really happy about that.
Jenna, where to from now? I mean, you enjoy the shorter stuff as well. You enjoy your pace and your speed, but you've started the ultra ball rolling. What's happening in the next couple of months and years for you?
Sure, that seems to be the question from everyone right now. But to be very honest, I haven't planned my life until after Two Oceans. I planned up until Two Oceans, and then I need to now sit down with my coach. Obviously, in my head, I know kind of the direction I want to go, but I'm going to sit down with my coach this week and really plan forward. For the next couple of months, I will definitely be going to the shorter stuff, get the legs turning over again, enjoy a bit of the spa ladies. I've been invited to the Cape Town 12 run. All those kind of runs, total sports ladies. I love all those kind of events. So I'll be doing some shorter stuff, and then later in the year, I'll be planning a marathon again.
Jenna, lastly, before I let you go, for someone out there who's run a couple of marathons, they're looking for something different, what would your biggest piece of advice be for someone wanting to make a step up to an ultra?
I would say go for it. It is the most incredible race. When you run a marathon, the pace is so much faster. People have said to me, did you see the senior? Did you see that senior? And honestly, I didn't see it. And running marathons, I didn't see a thing. So in the ultra, you actually have that little few more seconds to actually look around and take in the scenery and really, really enjoy it. So if that's where your heart lies, I would say go for it. It is the most incredible race. I loved every single step of it.
Well, thanks very much there. Brilliant effort to Jenna Challenor, and from myself, Mr. Active David Katz. We'll speak again soon.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.